A new Al-Qaeda videotape has surfaced. It features Osama bin Laden's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He issues a warning that attacks on Great Britain and other countries will continue until the U.S. removes all of its troops from Muslim countries. President Bush, who is spending the month at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, reacted defiantly. He called Zawahiri and al-Qaeda terrorists and killers and vowed to continue the mission in Iraq until it is complete. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Here is the tape of al-Qaeda's Ayman al-Zawahiri, as aired on the Arab television network Al Jazeera.
لقد دلب بلير عليكم الدمار إلى وسط لندن وسيجذب مزيدا منه إن شاء الله.
In the tape, Zawahiri mentions 9/11 and the London bombings, though he does not claim al-Qaeda responsibility for that subway attack of 1 month ago. He says Osama bin Laden offers a truce, but that more attacks can be expected until the United States pulls out from Muslim countries. He warns that the loss of life the U.S. has seen in Iraq and Afghanistan and in New York on 9/11 are only the beginning. The president's response came during a joint news conference with the president of Colombia, who's visiting the Crawford Ranch today. He said the tape shows that the terrorists do not understand the U.S. or his vow to stay on the offensive.
The comments by the number two man of Al-Qaeda make it clear that Iraq is a part of this war on terror, and we're at war.
For the White House, videotapes like this new one and earlier recordings of bin Laden himself can cut two ways. On one hand, they put a face on the terrorist organization and remind Americans about who was behind the attacks of 9/11, creating fresh outrage. But such tapes, recorded in some unknown location, can also serve as a reminder that al-Qaeda is still in business and that its top leaders have not yet been apprehended, despite a global manhunt and the president's personal pledge to bring them to justice. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, meanwhile, speaking in Beverly Hills, California today, dismissed any link between terrorist attacks in places like London and Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, and the war in Iraq.
Some people seem confused about the motivations and intentions of terrorists and about our coalition's defense of the still young democracies in Afghanistan and in Iraq. They seem to cling to the discredited theory that the recent attacks in London and elsewhere, for example, are really in retaliation for the war in Iraq or for the so-called occupation of Afghanistan. That is nonsense.
President Bush today also commented on what has been a deadly week in Iraq for American soldiers. 21 Marines have died in the past several days. The president spoke of the 14 Marines killed when their transport vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb. They were from a reserve unit based in the Cleveland, Ohio suburb of Brook Park.
The people of Brook Park and the family members of those who lost their life, I hope they can take comfort in the fact that millions of their fellow citizens pray for them. I hope they also take comfort in the understanding that the sacrifice was made in a noble cause.
But the president said, quote, "We will stay the course." He said the U.S. has had these kinds of clashes before and has prevailed. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.